Max Milo Editions present Understanding Plotin by Thibaut Gress and Sebastian Barbara. Reputedly difficult, The Thought of Plotinus, 205-270, is the culmination of ancient philosophy. Inspired first and foremost by Platonism, but also by Aristotelianism and Stoicism, it requires the ability to move with ease through the labyrinth of Greek philosophy, which was completed by Neoplatonism. The present work offers a kind of Ariadne's thread for finding one's way through the Platonian maze of vigorous dialogues, organized in the form of Enneads, after his death by his disciple Porphyry. Describing and analyzing the soul's ascent to the One, showing the pitfall of the duality between the knowing and the known, scrutinizing the power but also the limits of the soul, the Enneads are not just abstract metaphysics. They are fully deployed in ethical and aesthetic terrain, the full scope of which is restored here. Thibaut Gress is a former ENS student, a Greg and Doctor of Philosophy, and teaches philosophy in Premier Supia at Blomet. A specialist in Descartes and Neoplatonism, he has published Loi et l'Intelligible, Keim. Sebastian Barbara teaches philosophy and is also a painter, trained at the École Supérieure d'Art et de Design de Reims. Notes are available on ebook and paper edition of the book. Introduction: Plotinus or the Exemplary Life of a Soul. Biographical and historical overviews. Little is known about Plotinus' life. Most of what we know about him comes from the biography Porphyry of Tyre, 234-310. Dedicated to his master, entitled Life of Plotinus, which he wrote between 300 and 301 as an introduction to his edition of the Enneads, the name given to the writings of Plotinus assembled by Porphyry. The paucity of information we have about Plotinus' life can be explained by the context of the time, but also by his own philosophy. Singularity is not the end of a life. And in this respect, the challenge of philosophy is rather to rediscover the universal meaning of reality than to lose oneself in the details of the particular. If a life is of any interest, then it is in a very specific sense, and not the one promoted by individualism, which supports the idea that each life is interesting in itself because it is lived. On the other hand, if it makes sense to evoke the life of Plotinus, it is only because the philosopher's life must be exemplary. It is not captured in its chronology, nor in its acts or episodes, but by the example it sets. The philosopher's life is not of the order of what was once called a chronicle. It is an example to be followed, the object of a qualitative presentation, through which he shows and consequently indicates the most worthy behavior, which is why the only virtue of a biography is ethical. Moreover, the philosopher is characterized by his separation from the normal world of men. He has a singularity as a philosopher, and not as an individual, which Jean-François Prédeau sums up very well in a remarkable introduction to the philosophy of Plotinus. The philosopher, like a god among men, is the one whose admirable, if not miraculous, gestures are remembered. In all likelihood, Plotinus was born in 205 in Lycopolis, Upper Egypt, then part of the Roman Empire, and where Greek culture was alive and well, probably into a family of high-ranking Roman officials. In this respect, Plotinus' culture is complex. As an Egyptian, and therefore as an Eastern citizen of the Roman Empire, he must have spoken Greek, a language also spoken by the empire's elite. Plotinus was therefore a Hellenophone in two respects. He was one of those who, having received a good education and coming from the East, considered themselves to be Greek in language and culture. Nonetheless, Porphyry points to a rather approximate use of the Greek language, both spoken and written. At the age of 28, Plotinus went to Alexandria to study philosophy with the Platonist Ammonios Saccas, known as Ammonius, a spiritual guide of Christian origin, perhaps an apostate, whose teaching was purely oral and left no written records. Virtually nothing is known about Ammonius, but we do know that he opened a school in Alexandria, attended by Origen. Plotinus attended classes from 232 to 242, where the rule was to say nothing about